relations between Japan and China are in a precarious position, with both sides holding high-level talks with the US president. What's happening?
Sally, this all centres around Taiwan and comments the new Japanese Prime Minister made earlier this month. Sanae Takeuchi essentially said that any Chinese military action against Taiwan could be grounds for a Japanese military response. Now, that's quite the departure from what previous Japanese leaders have said. They tend to express concern about China's position over Taiwan, but they don't tend to declare how Japan would actually respond. China called the language shocking, saying that it sends the wrong signal. But Prime Minister Takeuchi has long been a vocal critic of China and its military build-up. So really, how surprising were these comments? Here's the view from Neil Thomas, a fellow on Chinese politics at the Asia Society Policy Institute in Washington.
What PM Takeuchi said has been a part of debates about how to respond to China's more assertive posture towards Taiwan for a very long time, and it's in line with the types of stances she's taken before. But it's very different to say what she did as a politician who's out there being a firebrand versus prime minister.
So those words really take on a little more weight as PM. Since then, China's response has only escalated, Sally. This week, the Chinese foreign minister, Wang Yi, said the comments crossed a red line. And there's been cultural fallout as well. Hong Kong artists have cancelled their Tokyo shows, and China has actually scrapped a number of gigs for Japanese musicians. So things are quite tense between the two countries.
So, Luke, how has Donald Trump become involved?
I mean, he's famously got involved in a number of conflicts around the world, but it's questionable just how many he's actually progressed towards peace. This week, he held talks with both the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and the Japanese prime minister, Sanae Takeuchi, Donald Trump initiating both of those calls. Neil Thomas says that Monday's calls with President Xi followed up on a truce from last month, the Busan truce. And while Donald Trump had certain things to discuss, Xi Jinping had other things on his mind.
Chinese President Xi seemed to have taken advantage of the opportunity to raise the issue of Taiwan, and that was the theme of China's readout from the call, whereas Trump was focused on soybeans and trade and his priorities. So it seems like President Xi used President Trump's call as an opportunity to press Beijing's case against Tokyo, and that may have been the motivator for Trump to then call Takeuchi.
Now, that call was reportedly a cordial conversation, at least from the Japanese side. The Prime Minister Takeuchi saying that Donald Trump had told her she could call him any time. So is that the end of it? The Prime Minister Takeuchi has had a slight bump in the polls in response to her comments about Taiwan. So analysts think China would like her to pipe down, but it can't really go too far because Donald Trump has a flight booked to Beijing in April, and Xi Jinping would very much like for that meeting to go well. Neil Thomas says that there is certainly a ceiling for Xi Jinping's response to Japan.
So China also has an interest in not escalating to a point where Trump sees this as a problem that's coming from Beijing. And I think it's notable in that context that China has not reached for rare earths as a point of leverage with Japan, at least not yet, because that's something that Trump is very invested in, and that would certainly get his attention in a very negative way.
So, how far could Beijing go with Tokyo? Sally, we will just have to wait and see.